Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you benefiting with the new tax law?
Yes, because I'm going to get paid more, at least temporarily.
Fake money goes around the world. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. 647 now. Three big things.
Three.
President Trump's new budget has a $4 trillion price tag with a big increase in the federal debt.
Two.
Police arrest one suspect in Wichita's latest homicide case, looking for three more.
One.
Wichita School Board changes calendar for next fall. Shorter class days and a longer school year. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Those traffic volumes really picking up now in Wichita. Watch out eastbound on Kellogg at Dugan Road. Some heavy traffic there right now at this time. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny, breezy, and warmer today with a high of 52 degrees. Yesterday's high, 44. Partly cloudy tonight. The overnight low, 39. Wednesday, partly sunny, breezy, and warmer. Valentine's Day high in Wichita, 69 degrees. Now partly cloudy. 25 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 8 miles per hour. 648, Steve and Ted in the morning. The Koch brothers are spending millions to attack two vulnerable Democrats for voting against the Republican tax overhaul. The Koch-backed group Americans for Prosperity plan to launch a $4 million advertising campaign against Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill and Indiana Senator Joe Donnelly. An AFP spokesman said Tuesday the ad campaign will run on TV and the internet for 3 weeks, beginning Thursday. Koch brothers trying to get rid of a couple of Missouri senators.
The TV and the internet, huh? The Koch brothers don't believe in the power of radio.
They do not. I don't think they even have a radio set in their building, probably. So, the stock market has regained more of its massive losses from the previous 2 weeks. Apple jumped 4% and led a rally in technology companies, while industrial companies, banks, and consumer focused companies like retailers also rose. The Dow gained 410 points. NASDAQ closed 107 points higher. And the S&P closed up 36. MGM Resorts opening a lavish multi-billion dollar casino resort in Macau. Is that the way you say it, Ted? Macau?
That's how you just
latest
said it.
Big bet by foreign gambling companies in the southern Chinese gambling haven. The $3.5 billion resort is a high-stakes wager on the casino market's future in the former Portuguese colony, Macau. General Motors says it will close an underutilized factory in Gunsan, South Korea, by the end of May as part of a restructuring of its operations. And Barnes & Noble, the nation's largest bookseller, says it's laying off staff after a weak holiday shopping season. Baloney. The company declined to give the number of jobs cut. The cuts come after New York-based Barnes & Noble said last month that its sales at established stores slid 6.4% during the crucial nine-week period ending December 30th. All right, I just based that on personal experience. My shopping at Barnes & Noble was up by about 25-30%.
Well, you did your part.
I did my part, but I think they're cooking the books. I think they're just trying to get a good excuse to lay off their workers.
Why didn't you save a few jobs?
I did. Tried my best. All right. 6:50 now, Stephen Ted in the morning. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker.
Morning.
Can the current healthcare system be ruined? I'm sure it can be.
Or will it? Can it be made any better? I guess that's
Don
the question.
Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Don, take it away. Buddy.
Well, in the very recent past, we've watched several institutions begin to crumble under the free market sort of gig economy.
Uh-oh.
Well, how many homes still have dedicated home phones? Does yours? You probably still have your home phone.
Yeah. You bet.
Well, the New York Post reported in 2017 that just 46% of American households still have landlines. Cable companies are scrambling to combat the exodus of streaming service, of customers to streaming services. And who sees taxis anymore with Uber and Lyft? I mean, they're still there, but just sort of hanging in. The same may happen with healthcare, with a recent announcement with that retail giant Amazon is partnering with Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway and J.P. Morgan to privatize their own employees' healthcare. The three entities have more than 1 million employees worldwide combined. They have massive size and customer experience to find economies of scale that could allow them to essentially self-insure. Watching how Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon, has exploded the retail markets with Amazon, I imagine that their companies are testing the waters with self-insurance in their own companies before taking the program to the masses. I don't think he'd settle for just helping 1 million people. He wants to control the world.
Right.
Well, as a certified financial planner practitioner, I'm challenged with how to plan for the cost of health care in retirement. The Affordable Care Act is being dismantled at the expense of small businesses that don't have business volume buy-in bulk. So we're left paying full retail at a rising cost, lowering of services environment. A good system could bring down costs, possibly. For example, before a drug reaches a patient, it passes through control of the drug maker, the insurer, a pharmacy or pharma benefit manager, and a wholesaler, each taking a cut. We wonder what the real cost is. Well, there is a similar story for medical devices. These three companies, Berkshire Hathaway and Amazon and J.P. Morgan, thrive on efficiency, and they believe that costs can be brought down dramatically if they control the processes. Go directly to the drug maker and buy it from them. Well, one may argue that medicine is not the core competency of Berkshire, of Amazon, and J.P. Morgan, so they'll have to, you know, they'll have a tough go of it. Well, I have faith that they have the resources and the smarts to hire the people who do. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. Number 634-2222.
I just thought of a question while you were talking about that. When you control the entire pipeline, do you not get in trouble
with antitrust laws? It's not saying, well, I'm not saying they're going to control the pipeline. What they're going to do is they're going to cut out a lot of the middlemen. Now, unfortunately, there are a lot of people who thrive, and that's their business. But, you know, I mean, it's like the cost of strawberries bought off the farm is one third the cost of buying them in a grocery store, you know, because you got the middlemen with their hands out.
And 30 years ago, it took about 8 to 10 air talents to do radio. Do one station. So look at it, guys. It's the world. You know?
Yeah, that difference is automation. But thank goodness you guys are not automated.
Okay. And the level of Steve's talent.
Yes.
I am now the work of 10 people.
That cannot be matched by artificial
single-handedly,
intelligence.
Single-handedly, I am the Clydesdale of local radio.
Yeah,
today,
look at those
by
hooves.
The way.
Look at those hooves.
Today is World Radio Day.
Wow.
It's about celebrating radio. We should be having a party, guys.
Woohoo!
Why we love it, why we need it today more than ever. Wah. A day to remember the unique power of radio to touch lives and bring people together across every corner of the globe. It was proclaimed back in 2011 by UNESCO's 36th General Conference after originally being sponsored by the Kingdom of Spain. The Kingdom of Spain wanted World Radio Day, not the U.S.
Wow.
By the way, can either
of Marconi,
you,
well,
can
I
you
guess,
guys either,
guess
that part of the world anyway? Can you guys tell me what UNESCO stands for?
United Nations. ESCO.
Educational.
ESCO.
Scientific and Cultural Organization.
I'll never remember that.
Wow.
You know, that's why we should have people using that new app right now, Ted, and calling us and tell us what they love about radio.
Right? I think that's a great idea.
How does it work?
And somebody ought to bring in some party hats or something.
Download the free KNSS app from the App Store. Quiet, Don. Then
maybe somebody will bring in a cake, a radio-shaped cake.
Yeah, leave us a comment by going to menu and click talk back. And tell us what you love about radio.
There should be banners and streamers.
Or a cake-shaped radio.
Well, play the comments back in the 8 o'clock hour.
I don't know what that means.
We will try to play the comments back in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah, no, he's listening.
You
two
could be just as talky as Don and Ted over there.
Well, Don and Ted have a good conversation going on
over
here. What are you talking about?
I won't interrupt your conversation by just.
But I think you should party like a rock star today.
Radio. What does that mean?
Party like a rock star, man.
What is a rock star?
Throw the furniture in the pool, man. Come on. Tear up the hotel.
Trash your hotel room.
Tropicana.
Hey, it's right. Happy Radio Day, everybody.
Story.
656.
Who was it that trashed the Tropicana?
Everybody. Yeah, no, they were all hair bands that were playing
even
on
Donnie
Sunset
Marie.
Boulevard. They were in West Hollywood, and they'd go to the Tropicana, and they'd just never, they just sure the furniture would end up in a pool. I went to a couple of those.
I believe it was Barry Manilow who did that. Coming up at 7 o'clock, suspect arrested in Wichita's latest homicide case. We've got the story, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.